Well, good morning. It's good to see you. Hey, this morning we've got a special speaker today, and his name is Cliff Hall. And Cliff is with Samaritan's Purse. Over the last few years, we have been involved in Operation Christmas Child, otherwise known as the Shoe Boxes. And it has been a pretty much church-wide thing that we've participated with. And so because of that, we're getting a little bit of a late start this year, and our thought was on this kickoff, we want to see a little bit more of the story. And so, you know, it's great that we load these boxes with stuff and we just kind of ship them off, and that's kind of the last we hear of them. And so this morning we have an opportunity to hear a little bit more directly from the horse's mouth. Cliff, I didn't mean to call you a horse or anything, but so anyway, Cliff is here to share with us, and let's welcome him. Thanks, Cliff.
An entire community could be transformed by a simple gift. When you pack a shoebox with Operation Christmas Child, you're packing more than just a gift. You're sending love to children in need all across the world. With each gift given in Jesus' name and fueled by the power of prayer, a teddy bear becomes a friend, a letter, an inspiration, school supplies, an opportunity. And as children hear the good news of Jesus Christ, God's love touches their hearts, churches are formed, and entire communities hear the gospel. And it all begins with your simple gift.
The kids are playing, are laughing, joyful.
It's like a whole world to them, because for the first time they have received this precious gift.
Using a shoebox gift so that we can tell them about the greatest gift of all, and that is God's Son, Jesus Christ.
Just this year, 11 million shoebox gifts are being distributed to children in over 100 countries worldwide.
Some of these kids have never received gifts before in their life, and they are able to receive gifts here today.
The message through the box is not only the toys that makes them smile. The message here is that Jesus loves them.
It's a bug in the world.
Millions of kids right now are getting shoeboxes all around the world, and we couldn't have done it without the strength and the support of all the volunteers.
People from all around the globe are excited to pack shoebox gifts.
This is a great tradition. Every year we get to do this with our family and to be able to give back to children around the world that we don't even know. We've never even met them before. It's just an awesome way to show the love of Jesus.
Toothbrush, school supplies, toys. We just shove it in.
It's a joy to work with them. They're helping OCC to take the gospel literally to millions of children.
They receive a box and also an invitation to come back and learn more about Christ.
Woo!
We follow up and we ask them if they want to be a part of the greatest journey.
The first four lessons give them a chance to know God as their personal Savior, as their friend, as their Redeemer.
După ce am primit acest cadou, am participat la lecțiile cea mai minunată călătorie, după care am început să predau eu aceste lecții altor copii cea mai minunată călătorie. Pentru că ele pot schimba viața unor copii, mi-a schimbat-o și pe a mea.
After completing the greatest journey, students take part in a graduation ceremony where they receive a certificate and a Bible in their own language.
Is it Samuel?
It's more than a box. It's church planting. It's community transformation.
We are making disciples to go out and disciple others.
So it started with a box, and it's ending with communities and countries being changed.
The Great Commission, we're to go into all the world to preach the gospel, to make disciples of all nations, to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. That's what we're doing with Operation Christmas Child. We're doing every bit of that.
The sound so full, it cracks the sky.
Never ceases to amaze me how a simple box can change the world for a child.
It's real. It's not a story, it's real. It's actually happening.
It was a drop of love. To them, it became a huge ocean.
Thousands will be impacted by just one gift.
People have asked me, Franklin, did you ever imagine that it would be this big? I can tell you right now, no. It's something God has done, and I give God the glory. Every shoebox is important. Every shoebox touches a child's life. You see, I want the children of the world to know that God loves them, that He hasn't forgotten them, He hasn't turned His back on them. So many live in poverty, so many live in war areas, and all they have seen is just despair. I want them to know there's hope, and that hope is found in God's Son, Jesus Christ. And that's what Operation Christmas Child is all about. It's about making Christ known to the children of the world. Thank you. We need your help. God bless.
Well, can everybody hear me? Those are really inspirational videos, and there's a ton of them to go through. I want to thank Pastor Darren, and I want to thank Susan for invite me down here today to talk to you guys about something that was laid on my heart about 3 years ago. And I realized that many, many churches, they don't know the rest of the story. And by that I mean, you know, we pack boxes and we put them out in the foyer and somebody comes and picks them up, and that's all we know. We don't know where they go from here. We don't know what happens to them long term. And I'm here to tell you the story today, the rest of the story, because I think you need to know that. I know as a Christian, many times stuff comes across my desk to donate here, donate there, and all of that's really good. But the more I get into the Word of God, He wants us to be good stewards of what He gave us. And I'm here to tell you that this ministry is unbelievable. And I have no idea where it's going. God does. And I'm honored today to be here and talk to you about it a little bit. I want to give you guys a little bit of history first, probably about 5 or 10 minutes of history, and then I want to go into the rest of the story, but I have a special little presentation I want to show you today too. So in 1976, in the early 70s, Samaritan's Purse was started by a man named Bob Pierce. Bob Pierce was a missionary around the world. He was known as the world's missionary. He wasn't a missionary in China or Japan or any other country. He was a missionary all over the world. He had a heart for children. He started Samaritan's Purse, and he started World Vision at the same time. And in the late 70s, about, I think that says 1978, but it might have been 79, he passed away from leukemia. And he was in his 70s. And he, a few years before that, he had become real close friends with Franklin Graham. And Franklin was a young man at the time, and they were traveling the world together. And Franklin learned a lot from Bob Pierce about Christ. And so he asked Franklin on his deathbed, he said, would you consider taking over Samaritan's Purse for me? And Franklin said, absolutely. And so that's how Franklin got involved in it. He took over Samaritan's Purse in probably in 1979, and it started out as a international relief mission. A disaster would happen, they were there. Something would go on, a war would go on, they'd be there to help the children and help the people. And it was that way for a long time. And then in 1990, a young couple from Wales visited Ukraine, and they were visiting orphanages. And they found out that in these orphanages, these kids were sleeping on the dirt, they had no clothes, they had nothing to play with, they had nothing. And so they came home, and they started sending shoeboxes to some of these orphanages that they had visited. Much like you and I would send care packages to our soldiers. It's the same kind of concept. And in 1993, this young couple went to Franklin and said, Franklin, we can't do this anymore. It's grown from 10 shoeboxes to 300 or 400 shoeboxes, and it's too much for us. Would you consider taking it over? And he said yes. He answered that call. The first year, in 1993, they did 11,000 shoeboxes. And last year, they did over 11 million shoeboxes. So in 23 years, it grew from 11,000 shoeboxes. Actually, 26 years, it grew from 300 shoeboxes to over 11 million. Today, I want to talk. Well, first of all, there's four main ministries, and one of them I'd like to just hit on. There's international relief. There's World Medical Missions. You've heard of that, I'm sure. Doctors and nurses all over the world for Samaritan's Purse. And then there's a new one that was started about 3 years ago called Heal Our Patriots. And I know many of you probably here have sons and daughters that have been in war, or some of you have probably been there yourself. Heal Our Patriots is a new ministry that's up in Alaska. It's in a lodge, and they take wounded warriors up there, male and female, and their spouses. And the purpose of it is to heal their marriages and bring them back to Christ. And it's been going on now for 3 years, and I think the number right now is well over 700 have rededicated their lives to the Lord and rededicated their lives to their marriages and have been baptized up there and are walking with the Lord. And they come back once a year for a reunion. So every year, all of them come back and just renew their vows and renew their commitments. It's really a neat ministry. But what I want to talk about today is Operation Christmas Child. And let's see, I don't know what that says. Anyway, again, it started in 1993 is when it started. And go to the next slide. Oops. Technical difficulty. Hit it again. Something's not working. Anyway, what I'm going to give you guys some numbers. 11 million boxes left the United States last year after collection week. Collection week is always the third week before, it's the week right before Thanksgiving week. 11 million boxes left the United States. I want to talk a little bit about Idaho. In Idaho, last year, 11,000 boxes left Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. That includes what happened here in St. Mary's. So my area goes from the border, Canadian border, all the way down to Riggins, which is right below Grangeville. And in that whole panhandle region, 11,000 shoeboxes left here. Now, we divided that area a couple years ago. We used to all go to Spokane. And Spokane got so big, they were doing 22,000 shoeboxes. They asked us to branch and start a collection center in Coeur d'Alene. So that's when I got really involved in it, is when that took place. And the first year we did 7,701 boxes, and last year we did 11,006 boxes. And the growth is just growing. I know I was looking at the Nazarene Church here last night before when I was studying for this. You guys did 202 shoeboxes last year, praise God. And remember that every one of those shoeboxes is a child. It represents a child, and it has everlasting value, because in that box, when that child opens that box, out of that box should come Jesus. And that's the goal. I want to touch a little bit, before I go to the rest of the story, I want to touch a little bit on this area and what's going on in this area. We now have 55 volunteers that work year-round with Operation Christmas Child in Spokane and North Idaho. And the Lord has been bringing us people like you wouldn't believe. And people like Susan has been working at this church for a while with Operation Christmas Child, and we just, I want to thank her. Are you here, Susan? Anyway, I just want to thank you for what you do and for this church. 202 shoeboxes might not sound like a lot, but let me tell you what, it makes a big impact. And again, every box is a child. We got a story coming up that I want to show you. It's called Marissa's Story, and I'll do a little prelim while Pastor Darren's trying to get that up. Marissa was our church relations coordinator in Spokane. Marissa's in her mid-30s. She has a family. She homeschools. Her husband works down here at one of the big lumber yards. I met her about 8 years ago, and ever since the first day I met her, she wanted to go on a distribution. She wanted to take those shoeboxes and take them and give them to a child. That was her passion. And it used to be with Operation Christmas Child that you had to do some things. You had to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 before you could even be considered to go. It used to be a lot of rules. And one of the things was she had to go to a conference. And Marissa could never grab the money to go to a conference because they're in Orlando, they're in Charlotte, they're in Dallas. And she could never really pull it together. And so she couldn't go. And so we all kept praying and praying. And so finally, 2 years ago, we helped her get to Dallas to the conference. She went with us and it changed her life. And here's why it changed her life. At that conference, 3 days, she realized that Samaritan's Purse is not just some organization that sends out shoeboxes. It's a God-centered organization. Every single day at that conference, we were worshiping the Lord together. There was 1,500 of us in a room. And we worshiped the Lord. We got in the Word of God. We felt when we walked away from there that this was a God-centered ministry. And this ministry is God's will. I mean, let's face it. If you go from 300 shoeboxes to 11 million shoeboxes, it must be God's will. Because I don't know about you guys, but I can't do that. We do a few hundred a year, but that's about maximum for us. So Marissa, she couldn't... she went to the conference, and we thought, well, this is going to set her up to go on a distribution. Well, it kind of did, because she got asked to go to Tanzania a month later. And she was raised in Tanzania. So this would have been a really nice trip for her. Small, short trip, but really a good trip. So she couldn't go. It was in May. Her kids were in homeschool. Her husband was out of town for 2 months, and she couldn't make it. So she had to say no. So how are we doing for time? I was praying with her one day, and I said, Marissa, it's God's timing. God will send you when it's time for you to go. And so this May, she got to go to Zambia on a distribution. And it was a 7-day trip, 2 days travel there, 2 days travel back, 4 days of distributions, 2 distributions a day. The last day, they did a distribution, and they did what they thought was going to be a greatest journey, watch some kids go through the greatest journey, which I'm going to tell you about in a minute. It ended up being a graduation, which was really cool. So we're going to show some pictures right now of her trip. This was in May. This is pictures that she took and pictures that people on her team took and sent to her. So Let's take a few minutes of worship. The rest of the story. About five years ago, Franklin Graham walked in a conference room and he said to his Operation Christmas Child staff, he said, if all we're doing is sending a shoebox to a child someplace, we need to readdress that. And he got up and he walked out of the room, and as he walked out of the room, he said, I'm highly considering not doing this ministry anymore if all we're doing is just delivering a shoebox. And he walked out, and the staff all looked at each other shocked, and they said, oh my gosh, this could be the end of what we're doing, and we know that's not what God wants. So they put their heads together, and they came up with the greatest journey. And, you know, many evangelists, they'll come to a stadium, and they do a big evangelical thing, and a lot of people get saved, but then what? Is there more to the story? And I know a lot of you know that, and I know a lot of you think of that, and I think of that too. And that's what Franklin was getting at. And so we all knew that a shoebox goes out, and it goes out with a, a track like this that tells the child about Jesus in their language. And we knew that. And that was good. That's all good. But we had no way of knowing how it was affecting them. Or there was no follow-up. We didn't know what to do after that. So the staff came together and they developed a program called The Greatest Journey. And that's what I want to talk to you about right now. This is the rest of the story. When a child receives a box in 86 of the countries that they go to, if they're between ages of 7 and 14, they get invited to a class. It's a discipleship class. You can go ahead and go through some of that, I think. This started in 2009 and 2010, so it's been going on for 6 years. This book that they go through is divided into three sections. First section tells them about Jesus. It's 12 weeks long. The first 4 weeks, who's Jesus? What did Jesus do for you? The second 4 weeks is about how to be a Christian, how to walk the walk. I kind of wished I'd have had that when I was young. The last 4 weeks are about how to share it with others. And the very last page of the book, they write 9 names of people that they're going to share Jesus with. So this is a complete discipleship program they go through. When they get done, they graduate. And they graduate, you saw that in the pictures. Marissa got to visit a graduation ceremony. 86 kids graduated that day. And it's not just walking up and grabbing a certificate. They actually get up and they recite verses, and they sing, and they praise God, and then they get a diploma. Many of those kids don't even go to school. And the neatest part is they get a Bible in their language, the very first book they probably ever owned. So it's become a complete discipleship program. And I want to show you some numbers, and these numbers are real numbers. These are numbers that we know. There's a whole bunch of numbers that we don't know. But in 2013, I think I put 3 years up here, but in 2013, if you look at the top one, 1,166,831 kids enrolled. That year, 59,413 teachers were trained to teach it. Now, these are teachers in their culture, not us going over there. This is their people. And 502,883 children accepted the Lord for the first time and have agreed to share it with others, 9 others. So that's what we know in 2013. 2014, look at the numbers. 2,201,423 enrolled, 96,742 teachers were trained, and 988,690 children accepted the Lord. It's about 50% every year. And you got to understand, a lot of these countries are Muslim countries, they're Hindu, there are different cultures, but these numbers are real numbers. This is what we know, okay? And in 2015, last year, 2,643,930 children enrolled. Another 129,000 teachers were trained, 130,000 teachers trained, and 1.2 million children accepted the Lord. I think the next slide is the totals since it started. This is a big deal. When we see that many children come unto the Lord, and when we see that many children sharing with others, I can stand up here and say to you, if Jesus don't come back first, this could change the world over a period of 5 to 10 years. Because nations, Ecuador alone in one town, the first year this took place, planted 4 more churches from one church. Because of this, because children are going home, they're sharing with their parents they need a place to go worship, and so Samaritan's Purse is helping these pastors build churches and helping them expand the kingdom in their countries. And it's growing, it's multiplying. And that's your 202 shoeboxes. I don't want you guys to look at it as 202. I want you to look at it as 202 children that are sharing the Lord. And communities are being changed because of that. And so I don't look at numbers anymore. I mean, I know I push a bunch of numbers up there, but that's because they're real numbers. But this year, our goal in North Idaho, they made me put a number to it. So I threw out 14,000 shoeboxes. But it's God's deal. And I don't care if it's 14,000. I don't care if it's 10,000. I don't care if it's 20,000. It's God's deal. And as long as we keep focused on it, it's God's deal, then that's where our mind needs to be. Is there one more? I think that was the end of it. I have a challenge for all of you. And I'm serious about this challenge. Out in the foyer, there's a bunch of boxes. There's also a table with a whole bunch of stuff on it. Feel free to take anything you want. There's DVDs out there. Take them home and look at the DVDs. Some of the DVDs, it'll come up with a menu, and on the bottom of the menu it says bonus. Click on the bonus. Listen to the stories. Listen to everything on that thing. Take a couple of evenings and just, my wife and I sometimes, last night we looked at 4 or 5 of them. Because it inspires us to keep going. Keep going. You know, in Matthew 28 it says, go and make disciples. Right? That's what we're doing. That's what you're doing. So take a box home. Take an empty box home. Set it on your nightstand. Set it in your car. Set it in the kitchen someplace. And every time you walk by it, pray for that child. I'm not asking you to fill it up. I'm asking you to pray for it. If you never fill it up, that's okay. Bring it back to the church during collection week and we'll reprocess it for next year. But if you feel like you want to put something in it, put stuff in it. And bring it back during collection week, and Susan will get it over to us at the Relay Center here in St. Mary's. But pray for this box. Pray for these children. And I want to close with this. It's not just children in foreign countries that get these boxes. I want you to hear me on that. We get them in America too. We get them right here in the reservations. Not every year and not in abundance. But Samaritan's Purse deals with some of the reservations in the United States. They deal with the Eskimos in Alaska. When we have a big disaster like the floods right now that are going on, Samaritan's Purse is right there. And a lot of times they're bringing boxes in to children that have been totally devastated and don't have anything. So they go all over the world. God bless you. Thank you for 202 boxes. Thank you, Pastor Darren, for allowing me to speak. And can I close in prayer?
Yeah.
Father God, I just want to lift up this congregation to you right now, and I want to thank you for their hearts. Thank you for what they're doing here with respect not only to Operation Christmas Child, but to their community and how they reach out to others. Thank you for this day, gorgeous day down here in St. Mary's. And I just pray that as we leave here today, that your message came through. Thank you for all you do. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.